In some worlds, car crashes are easily survived, and car theft is rewarded. Not real worlds, the video game Grand Theft Auto 3 for the Sony PlayStation 2 console has sold more than 6 million copies since its release last fall. The game was recently released for the PC. Grand Theft Auto 3 has gotten a lot of attention and a mature rating by the Entertainment Software Rating Board for its violence. But reviewer Robert Holt is fascinated by Grand Theft Auto 3's other features.
I began the game as a street thug, with nothing to my name except my clothes and a baseball bat. My mission was to survive, to get money, and rise in the ranks of the criminal underworld. I remember my first carjacking. It was a minivan stopped at a red light. I opened the driver's side door,
leave me alone,
yanked out the screaming driver, and sped away. Then I noticed the radio was playing.
This is Tony on Flashback FM. Liberty City's home for the best in disco, electro, and new wave.
The woman I just threw out of the van must have liked 80s synth pop. I thought, in the real world, if there was one station, there must be another. How deep does this virtual world go? So I pressed a button, and the station changed. I found 9 different stations, from pop to rock to reggae to talk. I spent about 20 minutes just driving around the fictional Liberty City, sightseeing and listening to the radio. Most game worlds wouldn't hold my attention for more than 5 minutes. Grand Theft Auto 3 draws you in and doesn't let go. Gamers call this immersion. This is a game developer's holy grail.
L-I-P-S-1-0-6. Commercial radio at its best, and proud of it. Lips 106.
That's Lips 106, my favorite station. It reminds me of one particular moment when I was driving through the Portland View section of town in the middle of the night. As I drove over a hill, I saw the moon rise huge on the horizon. At this point, I forgot I was playing. I was in the world. Those are the moments that gamers live for, or for that matter, anyone who appreciates art lives for, when you lose yourself in a painting or a piece of music. You become like Emerson's transparent eyeball, seeing everything consisting of nothing. There are over 3 hours of original radio in the game. But radio is just one of the elements that make the game so immersive. The game's environment has day and night, rain, fog, and sunshine. It has banks, strip clubs, warehouses, bridges, and highway exit ramps. It's teeming with prostitutes, thugs, soccer moms, all kinds of people going somewhere. And all of it's rendered using 3D graphics.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. I'm killing some guys.
Oh right, this is a video game. There are missions to complete, but in this game, there are many different ways to complete them. There's no right way. The question, what does the designer want me to do here, is a huge buzzkill when playing a game, and that question never gets asked in Grand Theft Auto 3. The missions are just one distraction among many. You could carjack a taxi and earn money picking up fares, or you could jack an ambulance and earn money rushing people to the hospital. Sure, there's a quest in there, but the larger world is what makes this such a rich experience.
The video game is Grand Theft Auto 3. Our reviewer is Robert Holt.